It's Uncle Noli back with more advice. Let's start this engine. First question comes from Harlan. Dear Uncle Noli, why is my pee-pee small? Well, Harlan, everybody's pee-pee is varying range of sizes. Some are small, some are big, some are, you know, wearing the same size hat as Uncle Noli. Those are disgusting. But I'll tell you one thing. It's all relative. So, why is your pee-pee small? It might not be small. You could be farsighted, and it just looks a lot smaller. I don't know. It's not a problem. You guys get so caught up in the size of your schmeckle. It's not that big a deal, all right? Learn how to use it. Learn how to listen. Learn how to use the rest of your body, your hands, your mouth, your kisses. You know, girls right behind the earlobe. Some of them, they'll lose their mind for that. You need a little earlobe. Now, there's one who lives just outside Philly that will punch you in the throat if you go there. I don't know what happened. It's something with her uncle. Point is, not this one. I'm just saying, you're going to be fine, okay? Or it could be flaccid. Rub it a little bit. It gets bigger. Boop!
Uncle Noli knows.
Jacob Walker writes, Uncle Noli, do long-distance relationships work out? No. Boom.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Austin Skaggs. Uncle Noli, how do I tie my shoes? Well, Austin, if you're 4, you ask mommy or daddy to help you. And if you're over 4, you get some Velcro shoes or slip-ons. If you haven't figured it out by now, you ain't never figuring it out. Penny loafers.
Uncle Noli knows.
I Need Help 24 writes, Hi, Uncle Noli. How should I stop focusing on what sucked about this year and start focusing on the good? It's very simple. Stop focusing about what sucked during this year and start focusing on the good things. And believe me, I know it's been COVID and it's mask and it's bleh and everybody's pissed and angry and shitty. But it doesn't mean there weren't good times. Uncle Noli found some good times. I connected with friends that I hadn't connected with before because I had the time. Sure, it might have been over Zoom, but at least we're reaching out. We're actually talking and having conversations again. Zoom, there's another thing. Listen, Uncle Noli doesn't change his batteries on his flashlight. It's too technical. I know how to run Zoom now. Became much more tech savvy over this thing. There's always good things to find out. I found a couple good restaurants I never knew existed, and I probably would never have gone to them, except I was stuck in this certain town and I had to find something. All because of this crazy year that we've all been through, okay? It's almost over. We're getting closer. People are getting their shots. The masks are gonna come down. We're gonna get back to a semblance of normal, okay? Semblance of normal. You're gonna be fine, all right? Always find the positive. In the shittiest day, Uncle Noli finds the positive, all right? It may not be that positive, but it's something. Evan.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Dylan Tickison. Uncle Noli, what is the airspeed of an unladen swallow? What do you mean? An African swallow or European swallow?
Huh? I don't know that.
Boom! Monty Python, Holy Grail. You can't fool me.
Boom. Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Biswan Dash. Hey, Uncle Noli, what is your opinion on Nolan North? He seems like a pretty cool guy. Never heard of him. Never heard of him.
Uncle Noli knows sometimes.
Our next question comes from Love Nolan. Uncle Noli, do you have any advice for a college student who has no idea what to do with their life after graduation? I sure do, pal. Join the club. College is not this factory that just spits out people who know what they want to do for the rest of their lives. It's an experience. Enjoy that. Do classes that you never would take. Learn about things you don't know. Make friends. Learn how much beer it takes before you throw up on your shoes. It doesn't matter. That's what it's there for. And for most people, their parents or the government pays for that whole experience. So it's a win-win. But don't put so much pressure on yourself. You're out of college. What are you, 22, 23 maybe? I mean, pal, you got a lot of living to do. So get out there, keep experiencing life, and find out what makes you passionate, what drives you, all right? You'll be fine. Congratulations on graduation. I mean, you know, I guess it took some work. And not only in the bars, but in the classroom and all that. And if you didn't go to college, advice is the same to you. Take your time. It's going to be fine. Worked out for me. A-boom.
Uncle Noli knows.
Movies are my thing, 1220 writes. Hi, Uncle Noli. I'm from Jersey, and I want to know something. Why are we always the butt of the joke in movies and TV? Well, movies are my thing. Because you're in Jersey. What exit? I did it again.
Uncle Noli knows.
Emperor Josh Maul writes, Dear Uncle Noli, if intelligent life does exist on other planets, why do you think they aren't bothering to contact us? That's because they're intelligent life. And we're stupid. That's right. Hey, listen. Uncle Noli knows a lot of things, but I still think the human race, we're just the idiots. We're the idiots of the galaxy. And we're probably like the stop, like between the planets that you're trying to get to. And you're like, the kids are like, bleep, bloop, blarp, I gotta pee or piss or whatever they do out of an orifice. And they're like, we're not stopping at Earth. I'll be quick. That's how UFOs happen. It's like aliens on vacation have to stop here. We're like the smelly Waffle House on a freeway, you know, where you walk in, you go, I smell diarrhea, not pancakes. You should leave, but they don't. That's Earth. Welcome, human race. God bless.
Boom. Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Handyman69. Uncle Noli, does masturbation really make you blind? Well, if it does, I wouldn't know. Blind joke! No, it doesn't. I've done it a lot. I can still see. You'll be fine. No hairy palms either. Of course, I could shave those.
Uncle Noli knows.
My next question comes from KYC190. Dear Uncle Noli, how do I increase the size of my penis? Any suggestions? Well, I got one. They make a lotion that you put on it and that will actually make it bigger. It's called Any Lotion. Pal, you rub anything with any kind of warmth to it, it's gonna get bigger. That's right. Squirt some ketchup, mustard, I don't care. Dip it in a jar of mayonnaise. Rub away, magically it'll get bigger. That's right. And don't fall for that crap that's on the late night TV or something. Hey, yeah, because if that stuff really did make your schmeckle bigger, it would also make your hand bigger, right? Of course, I suppose you could put on a glove. You know what? Maybe I'll order some. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Any cream. Stop worrying about your schmeckle. It's fine.
Sheesh. Uncle Noli knows.
Nice Guy 432 writes, Hey, Uncle Noli, how do I stop getting boners around my girlfriend? Okay, you're a little too much of a nice guy, 432. You want the boner around the girlfriend, not the priest. Boom! Let's bring that back. You know what I'm saying. Seriously, you want the bone. You want the ice blue steel with the girls. You'll be all right.
Uncle Noli knows.
Well, that's all the time we have this week, kids. Thanks for sending in your questions. Hope you enjoyed the answers. And if you didn't, go screw yourself. I don't care. I'm stuck in a basement with no food. Is there a waiter here?
Advice from Uncle Noli stars Nolan North and was created by myself, PJ Harzma, the bearded Drew Lewis, and of course the very funny Nolan North. This episode was edited by Stephanie Judge and mixed by Paul Both. Music was composed by Stephen Phillips and Boss House Music. Additional music by Stryker Big Band. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. This show is brought to you by Red Bear Films and Retro Replay. I'm PJ Harzma. Stick around for another episode, and we'll see you next week.